This is Virgil Porter with KSDP Radio here in Sandpoint, and I am sitting here with Stanley Mack, the current mayor of the Aleutians East Borough. He's running for re-election in the 2017 race, and we have five questions with the borough mayoral candidates this year. Question number one, what made you decide to run for mayor?
Well, back in 2001, I decided I could probably add a little change to the way the borough was headed. And so far, I've been very successful in that, I think. And I'm rerunning because there are still a lot of infrastructure to be put in place in regard to building these communities and some ongoing issues that are have started several years ago, and I'm seeing some fantastic results as we speak. So I think I can complete those and look forward to building more economic infrastructure in these communities.
Question two, what is the greatest need you see in the borough?
Well, I think the greatest need is the communication, ability to communicate with the outside world, such as fiber optic, and the other one is transportation. It's so hard to get in and out of these communities, and we're so fortunate here at Sandpoint because of the fact that at the beginning, the borough was very instrumental in realigning the runway down here so that, as you can see, every summer there's jets coming in here hauling fish product out, and it's a great runway now that it's been realigned so that the weather conditions, particularly the northeast winds that used to really raise havoc with the aircrafts coming in here, that has been solved now with the realignment to the runway and the lengthening of it, and of course blacktopping it. It's been a beautiful improvement. The communication still lacks what we need in order to reach the outside world, and coming from the information we're getting now that fiber optic is going to be moving down the coast, we're going to be meeting, I think, with GCI here shortly. So hopefully we'll be able to find out more on that. But the transportation and getting airlines in and out of here on a good scheduled basis and even more of them, doesn't hurt one bit. So those are some of the real serious problems. And, of course, we're going to constantly be working on the improvements of our other facilities like our schools and stuff. Yeah, we've been, now that we have our Dowell report in, now we're starting to address those. As you might be aware of, we're now addressing them here at the Sandpoint School, just on the electrical. It has been neglected for many years, and we finally got the proper engineers in here and all the electricians that are really putting it together. But to make these facilities comfortable for the kids to come to and a good, safe environment.
Going to question number three, if reelected as mayor, how would you help prepare the borough for the future?
That is going to be a great topic for our retreat in December. In 2001, we put together a planning session, and we had a facilitator come in and work through it. And there was supposedly a 10-year plan, but it was very inadequately put together, I feel. We weren't prepared for it. This year, we're going to have a group coming in. The facilitators are going to be meeting with the cities and the other important folks in the town here in the city, the airlines, the fish companies, the health facility, the schools, and just find out what they need to build their communities. And we will all be meeting in December to put together a plan for the future. So after that, we'll have a good, solid picture of where we really want to be going and what we want to do with the borough. I think, I guess the next question would probably be one that I can probably answer better or elaborate more on.
Well, let's move on to question number four. What issue do you believe isn't being given enough attention by the borough?
Well, I think we're giving enough, as much as we can. But one of the, again, it goes back to the transportation and the economics of the borough. And we are, I think, working as hard as we can to maintain good economic structures in these communities, particularly in the fishing industry. We have, a great resource department now in Anchorage, and administrator has been working. And, of course, I've been in close communication with our resource department on a daily basis, keeping up with just regulations. For instance, when the government rationalized the Bering Sea, there was no consideration for community protection, and we just happened to be there at the table and said, look, you've got to protect these communities. And we were fortunate enough to get some protection, i.e. Crab rationalization. Some of them crab had to come back to King Cove. And, of course, Alusha was able to pick up some of that. So that gave us a little bit more of a financial help in regard to supporting these communities or the cities. Just fishing regulations alone, if it wasn't, you know, we really have to monitor them constantly. And Ernie being on the advisory panel at the North Pacific Council, and, of course, some of our assembly members have attended and kept abreast of all these things, and we're doing a marvelous job, I think, of monitoring what's going on. And our relationship with the Board of Fish and with the North Pacific Management Council has been real strong. And, well, just an issue that came up the other day with the possibility of a change of agenda. You know, luckily Ernie was on top of that, and he managed to get a hold of all the advisory boards and got them in tune with what's going on. And I think we're moving in the right direction, and hopefully we'll get the attention of the Board of Fish that this agenda change would not happen. So those are some of the things that really are a major concern that we must keep monitoring constantly. Because if you lose any one of those, either the transportation corridor or the economic or the fishing, we'll see our communities going down the tube.
Moving on to the last question, number five. We're facing a shrinking school district in the borough, coupled with a reduced state capital budget for facilities upgrades and maintenance. As mayor, what approach would you take to help the school district maintain the best educational environment possible under these circumstances?
Well, for the published information, we've spent millions just on the school here at Sand Point. We've built a new school in King Cove, hoping that it was going to be the finest school ever, and come to find out it was shoddy. Shoddy work went into it. We went to court, one location court, had to rebuild the school completely, and it's now, I think, in top condition. Safe environment, all the facilities are good. We put in, just let's start with Accutan. We did the boiler upgrades. We did the siding and the electrical in there in hopes that we can keep the heat in there. Falls Pass, we did the same thing. Put a new siding and redid the insides, and with the heating systems, they're very important. And in Cold Bay, before we shut it down, or before the school district shut down, I couldn't afford to keep it going anymore because of the lack of students. We did the same thing. We put in new boilers there and upgraded the heating system. It was such a derelict. We did a tremendous amount of upgrades, and then course over here at Sand Point and Nelson Lagoon, we did the same thing. A new boiler system, upgraded the heating system in there, and did the resided the building, re-windowed, put in all that stuff to keep that place warm and safe for the kids. Unfortunately, they went down by the wayside because of that again goes back to the ability for the youngsters to do things. You know, if you don't give them something to do, if there's no work available, these youngsters want to go where there's work. And it's pretty hard to live on a subsistence lifestyle anymore in the borough. So they move on. And granted, I appreciate the youngsters better in their lifestyle. And unfortunately, they move out of a community, as it was in Cold Bay. For instance, they moved out of there because of the government downsizing all their employees. I worked over there in 1965 when there was in the neighborhood of 30 students. My children went to school over there. Of course, my son, oldest son, was the only one that graduated. One graduate when we moved out of there in 85. But in 65, there was 10 houses full of families, and in the FAA and the Weather Bureau was fully housed with families, 7-8 homes there. The State Department of Transportation had 10-12 homes that were filled with families, and the Fish and Wildlife Service had the same. But it was government consolidation and all that. It starts shutting down these schools. And, of course, here at Sandpoint, we did the roof, put a new roof on the building, and that helped save on the leaks and all that maintenance there. Then we did a complete window renovation on the whole school, and that saved some of the heating in it. And then we did the siding on it so that helped conserve energy. And then we put in 2 new boilers now that are very efficient. And of course, the gymnasium, we put a brand new floor in there. And so that it was a rubber floor, and some of the family members had problems with their children having knee problems. And they attributed that to the gym floor, so we put in a brand new gym floor, and of course we replaced the swimming pool because of the fact there was electrolysis, and unbeknownst to us that there was a problem with that, with the electrical there, and we just addressed that because of the fact that the entire building was not grounded when they built it up there back in the day. So it's been fully grounded. Now we're going to have, I think, a very safe place and a good warm environment for our children. So, the state funding, that's throw the dice, I guess. As soon as, everybody was running scared last year saying that we're going to lose state funding, but we were fortunate here at Sandpoint. We didn't lose any funding, so we did quite well. And, of course, the borough has been helping out tremendously with financing the programs in the school. One of the electronic satellite program they put in there, that was helpful for the children to get online and do all the work. So I think we're moving in the right direction and keeping the environment safe and a comfortable and a place where these children want to come to learn.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
And yes, indeed. Appreciate doing this.